attacking our news organization. Can you give us a chance?
Your organization.
You are attacking our news organization.
Your organization.
Can you give us a chance to ask a question, sir?
Go ahead.
Sir, can
quiet.
You state, can, Mr. President-elect,
go ahead.
Can you state categorically,
she's asking a question. Don't
Mr. President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
You're attacking us. Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
Can you
no,
give
I'm not
us a question?
I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you state categorically?
You are fake news.
Sir,
go ahead.
Can you state categorically that nobody, no, Mr. President-elect, that's not
go
appropriate.
Ahead.
President Obama.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hi, everybody. This is Eugenie Bondurant. I play Tigress in The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2, and you're listening to The Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4... 3, 2, 1.
Will the soundtrack kindly produce a sound? Go on, don't be nervous. Go ahead. Any sound? Well, that isn't quite what I had in mind.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. Going to do it different. I got a guest here, Jorge Gonzalez, comedian, former gangbanger, fantasy football commissioner. So we had to meet up because I had to spot you to give Zach his money because he was pestering me. Our friend, my friend, who's now, I guess, by proxy, your friend as well, through the fantasy football league we did together. So I figured, why not, since you're here, we'll do a podcast. It's been a little while. So how are you feeling, man?
Good, man. Thanks for having me back. It's a little sad why we had to come together again.
Yeah.
So,
giving somebody else money.
Yeah, it was pretty...
It's hard to do because me and Zach have a pretty competitive streak going. It's usually been one or the other wins the past few years. So we had called it. It's going to be one of us.
Yeah.
And
how appropriate it really was almost.
It was. Yes.
That's crazy.
And then this time, too, we just did winner take all. And it was just a cheap buy-in. We did $10.
Yeah.
It was me, you, James Bailey, Patrick Welch, who's a comedian in the area. You had your dad play, I think, and a couple of your boys. Jay Rivera.
Yeah.
I think that was it, right?
The other ones were my friends.
It was only a 10-team league.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we made it to the... Me and Zach made it to the finals and had a rough streak that first off week. David Johnson went down for me from the Cardinals. Manuel Sanders didn't play.
Oh, yes.
Which that wasn't even listed because I was checking. That was like a last-minute thing,
decision.
I guess.
Yep.
And so I got effed in the B, as they say. But so we did. This is the first time I ever saw this too. The 2 week playoffs.
Yeah, I thought that was already pretty standard. That's normally how I've always played, but I've never really done too many custom leagues.
Yeah, well, usually the ones I played have been 16. It ends because usually week 17.
Yeah.
Then everybody's kind of.
Oh yeah, I think they changed that though. I mean, ever since I think the NFL changed their thing with now every last game is a division game.
Mm-hmm.
Now it makes week 17 for the most part worth something, except for if you have a Patriot or something like that. But most of the time they're still playing for a number one seed or
I didn't know they were doing that now.
Stuff.
So they're all divisional games.
Actually, it's been like that for a few years now. I think that's why.
I had no idea.
Because of that reason, like sitting players and doing all that stuff, it has room. I mean, that's the whole reason why I lost one of my best fantasy streaks ever when I had Tom Brady and Randy Moss on the same team that year did the 50 touchdowns. I had them, but I still end up losing, not because they got sat, but other people got sat. And I think I lost one game that season and still ended up losing the Super Bowl. So I'm like, whatever.
It's a really frustrating, I guess it's a game, even though you really don't.
Yeah.
It's really a coin toss every week. Like, I didn't know last year who I was really picking. I just kind of at the last minute picked these players, and a lot of it's just getting lucky because, people can go down each week.
Yeah, playing the you know, picking up players at the right time, streaming defenses, and all stuff like that. That was really where it plays a big part, and that's what I'm starting to learn. Like I lost the one that I was in the championship with, all because the Cowboys decided to let Dez Bryant throw a touchdown instead of Dak Prescott, and I lost by 5 points. And that would have been a nice little 7-point play from Dak Prescott, yeah, and it would have won me a freaking league. Yeah. It was a free league, but at least it was.
Still bragging rights.
I kept my streak going. At least I win one a year.
You get that little cartoon trophy, and it makes you feel good.
That's all I want, that email. Yeah. You know, just want to win something. But, no, this year, in our league, I was horrible. I think I won, like, 5 games or something.
Yeah, nobody was really good, I would say, really, for the most part. I was worried about Patrick Welsh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He always tells me about how much money he wins.
He's a guru with that stuff.
You think he's lying?
Sometimes he showed me everything. Like,
so he showed you the accounts?
Yeah, one time at a mic. Well, I don't know about the money one. That, I don't know. But just how many leagues he's actually in and everything like that. Like, it's, yeah.
He was telling me, he goes, at an open mic, he goes, I won $5,000 this week. And I'm like, what? How? And I know he drives around in a Lexus. I know he buses behind in his job, but it's not a job that really is lucrative.
Yeah.
I think he's a janitor.
Oh.
So, I mean, I don't know if he has his own company where he's kind of like subcontracting something.
Yeah, maybe that.
He can make a few bucks doing that.
Yeah.
But, and he's always probably got some way that he can cheat the government out of their share.
Probably. I'm sure. He seems like that type of guy. Yeah, you know, he's
looking for shortcuts.
Yes. Yeah.
Totally.
Loves a slip and fall sign. You know.
It's been a crazy week this week, man. Did you see all the stuff that went down? Clip I played was Trump when he gave his first address.
I was actually the first time I seen it. When it comes to this,
you don't
this
pay
year,
any attention to
this
stuff?
Year.
Dang I wanted to talk about this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That stuff.
So it's hard to know. I'm having a real problem with knowing what's true and what's not anymore. Yeah. I think a lot of people. This is what this whole fake news thing is coming about, and I don't think anybody has any sort of trust in the media they get. You kind of got to read different websites and then go with your gut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and
you got to do actual research now. To find out what's real.
Really do. So it's like, how much time in a day do you have to sit down and research one thing?
Yeah, not enough.
But the good thing about it is that a lot of people make vids about it, YouTube vids, and then you can kind of get it broken down. They did their research. You watch a few different vids, 9-10 minutes. That's still 9 or 10 minutes of your day that it's gone. So anyways, what happened was BuzzFeed. You know what BuzzFeed is?
Yeah.
It's garbage.
Yes.
You know, what kind of cheese would you eat?
Yeah.
Cheese quiz. Yeah. BuzzFeed News released a story, a dossier, I believe they call it, which is a legal document, that supposedly came from a British MI6 agent that said that they had video of Trump in Prague, I believe it was. And he got some prostitutes to pee on each other.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's pee-pee.
Yes.
No poo-poo,
I heard about
just pee-pee.
Okay, yeah. I thought it was from something about scat.
I mean, I only heard about pee-pee.
Okay, I heard of pee-pee too. But
there's
the
potential
like
that poo-poo was involved. I don't know.
Something with a hammock. A hole in the hammock and him eating.
Oh,
that's
the idea.
I heard about this.
This is how it gets so misconstrued, though, the more it goes on the table. So I just heard that he was eating. Now, that got turned into, on Twitter, which a lot of comics that we know, that he likes to get peed on. And so it's funny how it kind of switches so quick when you can look it up yourself, but people just kind of spread rumors around.
Yeah.
So anyways, it was bunk. It's not a real thing. And even BuzzFeed, when they released it, said, we're not sure about a lot of these things. These are uncorroborated reports, but we're going to put it out in this new climate that we're in. We're going to put it out there and let you readers decide what it is.
That's crazy.
Doesn't that seem
so
irresponsible?
And especially about who it is. It's the President of the United States they're doing that about.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that is pretty crazy that thing. But that would have been pretty cool, though, for a president to even like to get peed on. Like,
that's the thing, too. I don't really care. I don't really have a problem with it.
That would have been fine with me.
doesn't bother me at all.
I don't like the guy, but at least it would be like, well, hey, we kind of have something in common. Like, yeah. It's not that crazy.
He's a normal guy. Yeah. He's not some robot.
Some water sports. Nobody's. What's so wrong with that sometimes?
I think everybody has these misconceptions of politicians that they're supposed to be moral pinnacles of morality or something.
I think it's a total opposite because I think anybody that wants to control things as much as they do is the wrong type of person to want the job.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like that's some people that dedicate their lives, like the lifelong politician, those type of people, you just can't trust them. Even somebody that wants to be president,
right?
That's got to be just, I mean, what goes through that person's mind that wants to be the most powerful person in the world? I mean, I guess there's something, you know, you grow up like Stewie from Family Guy type of, you know, that world, you just want to be that person or something. But I've never want to control 350 million people at all. That sounds horrible.
And it's more like a worldwide thing. You're the most powerful man or woman. I haven't had a woman yet, but person on the planet. Eventually we will.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was interesting how they kind of ran with it, and CNN kind of backed this story, I guess, kind of said, well, let's not condemn them for putting this out. And that's when Trump gave his press conference at the beginning of this nonsense. And a reporter tried just from CNN to ask him a question. And that's what that exchange was. He called him fake news. Patton Oswalt put out, I love Patton Oswalt too.
Great,
it's hard for Peter to hear this crap. But there's hystericalness in everybody about this Trump guy. They really feel like, I've heard people say that black people are going to be back in chains, so he's going to deport every Muslim that's here, and it's just not true. It's not reality.
Yeah, it's not.
And he said, you know, that press conference was terrifying. It was, you know, spend time with your family and hoard food because this is it. And it's like, it's a press conference, and he told a reporter to shove it, who kind of was disrespectful about the story to the guy.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's not something you want from your president, but it's not something to sit there like, oh, end of the world now. It's crazy. And then, you hear about they're going to deport all Mexicans and all that stuff. It's like, man, it's not. Why would you think that? Why would you really?
I don't.
People were crying.
I know. I watched it. I watched the election with the girl I was seeing at the time and her friends. And her poor friend was just tearing up, crying. Wow. And I was just like,
was she white?
Yeah.
white?
Yeah,
that's the weird thing, too. It was those people. Like,
Probably
isn't going to affect at all. Like, even me, it's not going to.
I want them to play it out, their scenarios in their head. How is he going to go about doing these things that you think he's going to do? How do you go about, do you just, like, make a phone call, send out a mass email? Every black person needs to wait outside their homes. They will be escorted. We're going to put you back in chains. Yeah. We're going to escort you to the facility. And it's not realistic. It's not a real thing.
I mean, people try to think, oh, well, Hitler did it with that. It's like, yo, we're at a different time. Like, those type of things aren't really possible
anymore. Hitler
not
comparison.
In this country. But that's happened with every president.
They
much.
Did it. Yeah,
like,
they
every
have.
Every president has had
Bush
that comparison.
Bush got it. Obama got it.
Yeah.
You know, Obama banned Fox News from being at his conferences later in his presidency, and nobody really cared about that.
No.
But, I mean, it's just the same stuff. Big deal. What are you freaking out about?
Yeah.
I don't understand it. And it's sad to see. I did see a lot of that same woman who I watched the thing with posted a Facebook thing that she was watching. Obama gave his farewell speech a few days ago.
Oh, yes.
And
crazy
her crying, which was one of the cringiest things I've ever seen in my life.
Yes. And I think the more the reaction from the farewell Obama, I think is more because who's president right now.
Yeah.
I think is where it's been over-exaggerated by people now because of they really are going to miss Obama now. I don't think he was bad at all. It's just, of course, drone strikes kind of.
Yeah,
it's hard to turn the other cheek to all that crap.
A lot of people loved him. A lot of people didn't like him.
Yeah, I think, but that's just
that's the way
presidency.
It's always been.
Yeah, that's just
nobody really seemed to mind when Bush left, though. Even I don't even think a lot of Republicans like Bush.
Yeah, that wasn't a good representation of.
But it
anybody.
Seems it seems this new as this new generation becomes of age. Like I was thinking, I was asking, I was like, am I better 8 years ago than I am today? And then I was like, well, I haven't been an adult, really, for 8 years. I don't even know if I'm qualified as a 32-year-old to answer that question.
Yeah.
I feel like now, so maybe 4 years ago, even then, I don't even know if I was an adult 4 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was still in college. Like, I graduated in 2000 and... Oh, no, I graduated in 2011, so I was kind of an adult at that point. But figuring it out, not really thinking about it.
Yeah, it's...
So, what? I mean, how do you kind of feel the same way at this point?
Oh, yeah, about being an adult? Figuring it all out, I definitely don't. That's kind of why I stay in my lane when it comes to politics, because it's like I'm still trying to figure my own stuff out and everything. So, I mean, I do understand when it comes to politics, like, small, like, I guess what they call it, like, just small government, local government is more... It's kind of the things you really need to pay attention to besides the big stuff, because that's the ripple effect of the big stuff doesn't really hit so many people as the local government stuff.
Right.
And that's what I'm starting to learn as I get older. Like, yeah, I probably need to start paying attention to who our local government is. I can't even tell you.
Well, you know, the thing about that is, too, is it's even with the internet, it's hard to find information on these local people. I know that now with, like, St. Pete, for example, they streamed city council debates. So that was kind of cool. But they didn't really – I watched some of them, and they didn't really – I didn't know. I still didn't know, like, what the deal was. And they're kind of nonpartisan things, city council. There's no DRR next to their name, I think. I'm pretty sure. They're just people in the community that want to, you know, serve on this council.
Yeah.
But it's hard to really find where they stand on a lot of issues.
Yeah, I gotta get into that stuff. I really do to find more out, but it's so hard to with how you said before, is like to really find time in the day to do all the research you need to do to find people on what their policy really is and everything. It's just it, which is why they're able to take advantage of it, because most people don't have that time of the day.
Yeah,
to do all that research, to find the dirt, to find this, to find who they're connected to, all that evil.
Well, even with this stuff. Last election, more people didn't vote than voted, and this was a pretty contentious one where people really felt strongly one way or another.
Yeah,
still the majority of people did not vote. Did you vote this time?
No, I did not. It was so funny. Actually, last night at a comedy show, the comedian was He asked, be honest, anybody vote for Trump? Maybe one person clap, maybe. Who voted for Hillary? Had a good little run. Who didn't vote? Loudest.
Yeah.
Loudest clap of the night. You know, so I definitely think that was the majority. Because people really looked at it as picking the lesser of two evils. And, yeah, why even?
I mean, that's the way it always is. That's the way I felt, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'd usually vote third party.
Just
to... Like, my dad kind of put it in perspective for me. He's like, I told him I didn't vote because I don't think it makes a difference. And he was like, look, you know, people died for your right to do that. If you want to vote for a third party and throw away your vote, at least your voice will be heard. So I usually go with the Libertarian candidate.
Yeah.
Just to kind of shake things up a bit, you know.
And it keeps them at least noticeable and stuff like that. With those type of votes, it keeps them in a conversation, at least with their name on the polls or whatever stuff, so...
Well, there's so many people that act like they're passionate about this stuff that have it seems that they have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah.
At all. They just post vids from other people. They have this misconceptions about, like, I'm aware of Trump as ever boasts ass for the most part. You know, like, I get it, and I get why you don't like him.
Yeah.
But there's plenty to criticize that's true, as opposed to these, like the Meryl Streep thing. Did you see that?
Yeah.
She won a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Golden Globes and spent her speech trashing Trump. And there was a particular thing that she didn't like, which was she says that he mocked a disabled reporter.
Oh, yes. I hear about that. I did hear about that.
And I remember seeing that, too, and I was like, well, that was kind of a jerk thing to do.
Yeah.
But then I saw this video of, I'll pull it up and show you. We can kind of play it on this thing. It's how he acts for people who are flustered. He does this, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'll show it to you. Let me see if I can find it here. And it's not like the guy, the reporter, was a, you know, he wasn't mentally disabled. He just had a gimpy hand type of thing. He had one of those flametahide hands or whatever you call
them.
So it really wasn't, they acted like he was, you know, disabling a mentally challenged person. It just wasn't the case.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing about. It was kind of like got overblown that it really wasn't what he was doing type of thing. I think I might have heard the video, not seen the video, but in something I was listening to, they were talking about the video.
Yeah. Oh, this isn't the one. Damn it, I wanted to show you the original one here. Meryl Streep, I made one too. Oh, they didn't link the video in this article. But anyways, so they showed him talking about Ted Cruz. He kind of did the same thing, the same. Like, just, it's how he mocks people who are flustered.
Yeah.
And that was her whole thing. That was the most troubling thing about him. But she clearly feels a certain way, and that's what's important. She feels that this man is a monster. And this is an evidence of this, but instead of looking into that evidence, just went ahead and ran with it.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, you look like a doofus now, lady. But nobody wants to take accountability for that. People will still say, oh, he's, you know, whatever. I don't like him, so he's
a lot
he's
of people
devil.
Still hang on. I mean, he did say some crazy, crazy stuff. You know,
like
he
what,
did.
Though?
Just the whole, like, the build a wall thing. That's what everybody keeps saying. You know,
I don't
the whole
know why that's crazy.
It is a little crazy to say.
Why?
Right? I mean,
everywhere in the world has a wall. Except,
yeah,
except
but
those.
it's not right
why?
To build a wall.
Why?
To keep
it
people. It's the reason why he wants to build a wall. There's not Mongolians trying to take over and kill all your children and stuff. There's a very select few people that came into this country and ruined it. You know, and I guess he's really just talking about illegal.
Yes.
You know,
right.
You know, immigration and stuff like that. But
we have
just,
a pathway. To legal immigration, and it's called
immigration. Yes, yes. And I guess maybe when I picture like this grandiose wall that's like, you know, 100 feet, like almost like a Hoover Dam, but of just walls and stuff. It's just,
yeah.
So maybe that's why I picture it. It's like, that seems so crazy, you know? But,
well, yeah, I kind of agree with you, and it seems like cartels are really good at digging holes.
Yeah.
And yeah. They yes, could they just are. Go one more foot down than where you put it down and and get under there if they really wanted to. I like the idea more of bringing the military home and putting the military kind of on the border and having people watch out for that stuff. I
or
feel like that would be more effective.
Or create new jobs for those people.
Yeah, but how do you do that?
Yeah, that's a whole other thing maybe. I don't know, maybe take away some people from doing worthless things like drugs, you know, like
I'm
just saying,
profitable though.
Oh
things.
Yes,
that's
yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you know, with kind of the country going in the other direction now when it comes to drugs, especially, you know, starting with weed, you know, I'm hoping eventually it goes to other things too that they becomes more acceptable, and stuff, at least medically.
I think that would help certainly, just legalizing everything.
Yeah, I mean, there's other countries that have done it and. Have done it, you know, successfully. You know, there's places that they can go. You know, Portugal, I think, did it. Mm-hmm. Other places and stuff. And you don't hear about it set on fire.
Right.
Running with, you know,
well,
dope heads and stuff
like
that.
This is the thing, is that if you do heroin, you're going to die. Like, if you continually do heroin, eventually you're going
to
die.
I mean, if you get addicted to it, yes, for
and
sure.
it's given people the right to die, pretty much, by doing these drugs. But I don't. You have to make
but
up
the
your
main
own mind.
Reason. But the main reason why people are dying from heroin is because they're getting dirty heroin.
Or that they take they take a break for a few weeks and then they do their normal.
But it's
dose
mainly just the hot shots of it. It's really that's the main. You know, yeah, ODs. You know, you could do too much, of course, but that's where if somebody's able to go somewhere and do it maybe or something like that. That I forgot. I was talking to somebody about that. They have these type of places that you can go to and pretty much get high in a safe environment.
Yeah.
You know, so I think maybe something like that for people that do have a problem with it and stuff, they could be controlled, still get their fix, and hopefully go on with their day being normal.
Jorge Gonzalez is joining me on the Homemade Broadcast this week. He's a comedian, and we're helping save the world by coming up with ideas that would help benefit people's lives. You know, with the heroin thing, too, more people are on heroin now, I'm pretty sure, than they ever have been because of this influx of legal heroin, which was the OxyContins that especially Florida had suffered from.
OxyContin.
Yeah. So now people are just having to turn to heroin.
Yeah.
Because they can't get, they really crack down on the, on the OxyContin now, so it's not as easy to get anymore. But now you have hundreds of thousands of addicts that or will shake and, you know, run a fever and will steal somebody's purse to get it at this point.
Yeah. It's, I mean, that's becoming a big problem, you know, that, and I've noticed meth, too. Like most of the time when I meet a girl, it's normally like, oh, yeah, you got weed or, you know, or coke or something like that. No, now it's like, oh, you got meth? It's like, no, meth. I don't.
I've never even seen meth, thankfully, in my life. Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of glad that I haven't seen that.
It's fun.
You've done meth?
Yeah, I've done it.
Oh, we talked about this on the last time. Yeah,
I've done it a few times and stuff. It's not. It's.
I'd try it. I'd give it a whirl.
Yeah,
why not?
Me, the stuff I had, it was like person I knew hit a good little lick on something, on a real good thing, and got really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like really good stuff. And so that's the stuff I tried. And
yeah.
It was fun.
Did you just stay up for days? And
oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty much 2 or 3 days out of time.
Did you get anything done, or was it just like a wake time that you probably should have just been sleeping?
Yeah, it wasn't like nothing. You're like, not productive. Oh, I'm focused or nothing like that. No, it was just up, just playing video games and doing, or like casino, doing, it's pretty much just out spending more money kind of things. That's why I got over it. I really hope my dad ever listens to this, but I used to use it more for my bowling league.
Really?
Like, that was my favorite thing, because it just gave me that extra.
I bet you could drink your head off, and it wouldn't even affect you.
It's similar to coke, like that coke makes people just drink all night and stuff. It's similar to that because it's such a high power thing.
Overpowers everything else.
You don't even feel the other stuff until you start coming down.
Yeah. So what was the benefit of the bowling league? Did you feel stronger?
Just stronger. Yeah. I mean, like I remember before, my average was like 180 something. By the end, I was 207.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's a performance-enhancing drug, methamphetamine.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it was great. I would have to bring, because me, I was getting it in like powder form, so I would snort it.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have to bring 3 different shirts. Like, I would have to bring, like, if I wore a black shirt, I'd have to wear 3 different black shirts because we bowled 3 games, and I would sweat so much.
Yeah.
From not just bowling, but also just, that it gets you hot, it gets and stuff like that. And my dad was on the team with me, so I couldn't just wear 1 shirt. So I would have to go to the bathroom and change the shirt so it looks exactly the same. And I would just sweat all the time.
They say that's one of those things. Like I think they try to scare you with like same thing with heroin. Like you can't even do it once, or you'll be hooked.
And that's
why that's a lie.
Oh, it is. It is. And that's why. I mean, I've known people that have done, you know, heroin and stuff like that, and they own successful businesses and stuff. You know, some people are able to really
functioning junkies.
And that's I think the majority of people that do drugs are those type of people. You know, and I didn't really become known to this till like I read a book by Dr. Carl Hart named High Price.
Mm-hmm.
He pretty much just dropped, you know, just knowledge on all that stuff about just that. You can't always.
So was it like
drugs.
How to use drugs? And
no,
function?
Just not just actual education about the drugs.
Oh, okay.
Like it's mainly the
not
user.
Scaring you, not doing
no,
the thing
no.
That
if
else
anything,
does.
When I told my friend about it, he's like, "Yeah, you shouldn't have read that book. Like now you're just gonna go crazy." I'm like, "No, I'm not. Done. It's just now I know what I've always known is that it's really why you're doing the drugs sometimes.
Yeah,
that can get you in that. The only time I ever had a problem with coke was when I was doing it because I was depressed.
Right.
So, yeah, I had that. But now that I just do it at the party, I could not touch it for a month or so or whatever. Like, I'm doing it this weekend because I'm going to a wedding. But so what else do you do at a wedding besides get messed up? So, you know, but like I said, it's planned event now. It's not, oh, I need it tonight and stuff.
I think a lot of it has to do with the IQ of the person that's using the drugs, too. I think if you have a lower IQ, the more susceptible you would be to damaging.
I mean, and you have all types of addicts. I mean, yes. I mean, you do hear about the stories of like veterans getting hooked on drugs because they have, you know, like painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
They get hooked on those. You know, they come, they're great people, and then they need this for pain meds, and then all of a sudden they're hooked. So that is a possibility for sure. But that's just more of a dependency on the person. You can't really blame the drug for that. Because
yeah.
the drug is made to do its thing. It's just the abuse that comes from it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I always tell people, you know, like, you know, when they first start doing stuff, like, make sure you're doing it for the right reasons and stuff, like socially. You know, I drink a lot, but I drink now for the right reasons.
Yeah.
Socially, to have fun. I don't drink by myself no more.
Yeah, it's that's even big. Weird. Like, I offered you a beer when we were here, but I never keep beer in the house.
Yeah.
I don't keep booze in the house. And I drink probably more than I should.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
frankly.
Me too. Yeah.
But that's all like a social thing. I go out with people and have beer and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I was glad when you said you had beer. I'm like, yeah, I can use one for sure.
I haven't even drank. We had the New Year's party.
Okay.
At my friend's house, and she's like, I have like 150 beers left over, so I'm gonna bring you these. So she brought me over like 40 beers, so I'm like stacked now. So at least I have something to offer other than that's milk or water,
if Trump really does do what he does, you got beer for the apocalypse.
There you
too.
Go,
yeah.
You know what I'm trying to do is the most addictive drug, nicotine.
Yes,
this is day 3 with no vape.
Ah,
giving up the vape.
Nice, nice.
Well, part of it's because I'm still sick. I had this AIDS cold that will not go away that I think I gave to Zach Townsend, was supposed to be in here. And he is still an ill boy.
Yeah.
So he wasn't able to make it. And this was 2 weeks now we're going on this. And you probably still hear it in my voice.
A little bit.
Everything's clogged up. And so the vape, it's not as bad. Clearly, as smoking cigarettes, right? So I started smoking the vape probably about a year ago to get off cigs. And I was already getting to the point where I wanted to... First of all, it looks idiotic. I hate that I do it. I always try to hide it whenever the best I can, but, you know, you can't hide it that well. So it looks dumb, number one, strike one. It's expensive. The ones that I buy are $7 for one of the disposable ones.
And how long does that last you?
About a day. Wow. Sometimes I go through two.
Well, that's like a pack of cigarettes,
right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So they're more expensive than cigarettes. So I'm spending like $140 a month on these things.
Wow.
And number three, I'm sick. So it's not doing me good. Like, I know they're better. It's just vapor. But there's still some stuff in there that I know is funky. And
of course, yeah, it's
just time to go, because I'm not coughing up like brown stuff anymore like you used to in the morning.
Oh,
like
yes.
If you smoke cigarettes, just cough up all this crap every morning. But it's now it's like some thick, like almost clear yellow stuff.
You know, it's I used to hawk up those brown stuff too. I haven't done that in a while, and it's really because since I switched strictly just to like I barely ever smoke flower weed anymore. Like the buds, it's strictly just wax for me all the time, and I haven't hawked those things up in a while. Like, even when I'm sick, you know, that hasn't happened. But I still smoke cigarettes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. So it's weird. So I think it was probably the blunts that I used to smoke.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. Well, even the cigar wrapping. And pot, too, is... I mean, I don't think there's tar in it, but it's got...
It's not...
You're burning
there's only,
a plant.
Yeah, there's
and
only,
inhaling.
You know, even in the best weed, I mean, at least that we get here in Tampa is, what, maybe 20% THC and
that's really high. That's crazy how much THC is in that.
Yeah, but so it's like they're smoking a lot of other stuff there too. So I think it's crazy. When you said that, I was like, man, yeah, I used to do that, but now I don't. But yet, this is the most cigarettes I've ever smoked in my life. Probably the last 2 months I've picked it up.
How much do you go through a pack a day?
No, still not on that level yet and stuff. Because
you know what I think it is you're pushing everything down. And then if you stop for a little while, you would just cough all this stuff up. Because I think if you keep up the habit, it kind of, you know, it just shoves everything back down. But I'm waiting for this. Like, it's painful. There's so much stuff in my chest that it's painful. And I know that thing wasn't helping. So I was just like, I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity.
Just give it
stop.
Up, yeah.
I don't really feel the urge because, you know, my body's telling me don't do that.
Yeah.
Although I wouldn't mind one right now. That sounds pretty good. But I'm managing to fight it off the best I can. But that's really, I think, the toughest drug there is. They say it's even tougher than heroin.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, that's why I kill so many people a year kind of thing. And I think it is a little bit because it's so acceptable still to do in public and stuff like that. Like, you don't get shamed for it. Like, you try to shoot up in public, gonna get shamed for it, you know what I mean? But you light up a cigarette, just make sure you do it outside and away from kids, and you're all right, you know. So I think it's that. I'm that's one thing I got to get away from, because I used to pride myself, like, oh, I'll smoke a pack every 2 weeks now. Now it's like, about a pack every 2 or 3 days now, which it's not crazy, but it's still...
It's a lot.
It's bad. Yeah, it's bad. And I feel it in every aspect of my life. Like, I remember we were talking before, like, how even just sexual performance, like, it's definitely it's affecting that part of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, sure. this is...
Yeah, you're
this is not good.
Burning chemicals and putting them in
your
body.
That, yeah, and I'm already a big guy. I can't make that stamina go any worse, you know, with that. So I was like, yeah, just I gotta cut it out too. And I actually made a little weight challenge bet with my dad, just to try to get
New Year's thing. Trying to
it's more because I actually only need to lose like 20 something pounds, which I'm surprised about.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to get back down to like 195. Not too crazy, but I'm like 225 right now, so I'm like, all right, it's not too crazy, but for my height, I'm only 5'6". It's pretty, looks bad.
Right.
So, and to give a kick in the butt to my dad as well, because he's doing the whole New Year thing. I'm like, all right, look, let's make a competition. Me and my dad have always been very competitive ever since I was little, so I'm like, all right, let's make it a competition or something. We haven't determined the actual win, what we win yet, but it's like, all right, first to 30 pounds, win something. Mm-hmm. You know, we take each other out somewhere or... something like that, pay for a Rays game or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
So something.
How was your Christmas?
Good. Good.
What did you do?
Typical Christmas stuff, really, just with the kid. You know, he wakes up.
What was the gift that everybody wanted this year that kids all wanted?
My kid just wants video games, man. Like.
Did you get them for him?
No.
Get him a football.
No, I got him an electric scooter.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
Stuff. Yeah, I got him that because his birthday's in December as well. Mm-hmm. So he got a new bike, and then he got electric scooters. So I'm like, I'm just pushing the outside. He does like to go outside. He does it both.
Yeah.
But he's definitely more of a video game person.
Yeah.
So for sure. And it's not a bad thing too
it
much.
Is.
It I don't think so. Because I'm pushing him to, I mean, every time, like, before I left to come here, he asked if he could play PlayStation. I'm like, all right, well, you know the rules. You do two sets of multiplication tables and write your alphabet because he has about bad handwriting. So I'm like, all right, you need to, in order to play the game, you got to do something for it.
Right.
You know, and he wanted to ask again. So I'm like, all right, no, now you got to give me a book report.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like this book that he does, it's called The Book of Why. Mm-hmm. It's just a bunch of facts, why you should brush your teeth, why are cats this. Just
how old's your kid? Always,
9.
Oh.
Yeah.
He should be like, he's 16.
No, like I'm trying to get it to him now before he's that 16-year-old that I was. You know, not wanting to do nothing, like,
right,
in school.
Right.
You know, I got kicked out of school mainly because I didn't do nothing in class.
Like, yeah.
I had a 0.2 GPA when Alonzo kicked me out. They're like, yeah, you're not doing nothing.
Yeah, just go.
You know, you literally are just taking up space.
Taking up space, yeah.
You know, like, leave. So, cause, you know, I wasn't the best behaviorally, too, so they're like, yeah, just get out.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, so it was probably the worst thing because I got sent to an alternative school. And that's where I seen crack for the first time and stuff, because it was the school was 2 blocks away from Rober's Projects.
Yeah.
And crackheads usually come up to the school to buy it from students
right,
and stuff.
Right.
So it was like, yeah, it was cool. It was cool, I guess. It was 97% black of the school, but those were my people at that time. So
yeah, right on.
It was cool.
Fun experience. My Christmas was good. I don't know how to transition out of that.
I went on a little rant there.
I had my truck broke down, so I got to miss family dinner, which was great. I wasn't too upset about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, not too bad.
I said that as a joke to my uncle, and he got pissed. He's like, what is that supposed to mean? I was like, I'm just teasing you, obviously.
That's kind of like this the whole like a joke around the holidays, like, oh, I got to be with your family.
Right,
you know,
right,
I heard
right.
that like probably 35 times at open mic.
That's what everybody does.
Yeah, exactly.
And... I thought I had a girlfriend, which apparently I did not, because all of a sudden she just disappeared.
I had a bunch of
gifts for her, and she was just like, "Yeah, I'm depressed. I don't want to do anything right now. I'm just depressed." Huh. And then I was like, "All right, well," she said, "I'm going to my family's house, so I'll get back with you when I get back on Monday or whatever it was." I said, "All right," and didn't hear from her. Just didn't.
Never again?
I reached out to her a few times. I went and did the petty thing. I left her gifts in her truck for her when she was at work one day. And she was just like, oh, thanks for the gifts. I have something for you as well. I'd like to see you soon, and, you know, give it to you. I'm like, all right. And I haven't heard from her since. So I have no idea what happened. I'm honestly impressed because I've seen people ghost out of, like, you're talking to each other.
Yeah.
But we would see each other on the weekends pretty much for the past, I guess it's been 6 months or so.
Wow.
And then we started, like, I kind of ghosted on her about a year ago. And then we kind of got back. And now she kind of did it to me. So I'm like, was she just messing with me? Like, waiting to do it to me to get back? But I don't know. See, that's evil if that was the case.
Well, that is the women way, though.
Yeah, so they do some wacky things.
They don't forget too often. So.
But I'm impressed. Like, ghosting out of a relationship is pretty crazy. That's pretty wild.
It's, I don't know.
It's impressive.
Ghosting out, like, just not talking to the person anymore is kind of...
It's bizarre. It's something else is going on, right?
Obviously,
I mean,
that's
something else.
The depressed part of it, if anything, you go to that person with your depression to make you feel better.
Yeah,
so.
Something else is, she's either got somebody else or, you know, I don't know what it could be. Or she's just like, oh, I don't want to be with you anymore.
Yeah, but just say it, though.
Like, yeah,
that's
I agree.
Thing is, I mean, we're, I don't know how old she is, but yeah, it's about.
She's older. She's 34.
Oh, wow. So, yeah.
She's a real person. Yeah. So it was pretty,
she knows
pretty crazy,
who to vote
man.
For.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was crazy. So I was just like, all right. So I kind of just gave up. So now I've been back on the Tinder thing. And
I've never had no success on Tinder.
It's tough, man.
No success.
It is shocking.
At all.
Shocking. Okay? How eager and non-ironically a woman with three kids with three different men will tell you that if you're not 6 feet, you can buzz off.
Yes.
That is shocking to me. And it's... makes me mad at women. It's not good. Like, there's no real benefit that you get from it.
Oh, the tall thing with me is huge. Obviously, I'm only 5'6". So, yeah, I get... And I understand it. I'm not... I don't get too mad at it. But it's like, give me a chance. Come on. You're 5'6", too. Like, come on. Like, we're the same height. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, just New Year's Eve, I went out with Zach and Colin.
Uh-huh.
So the two tallest guys, you know, it's like, so of course, like, most women weren't even looking at me, you know, like, I remember Zach met up with these two girls, and they're like, oh, yeah, can you find a guy or whatever? And he's like, oh, yeah, dude. And he's like, oh, somebody taller, you know, I'm like, oh, that's whatever.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
A bummer, man.
But it doesn't, it sucks, because it's like, I bet you I can get your pants off for sure if you just talk to me. I promise you, I'll be all right for you, but it's. It is, you got to be physically attracted to, in the beginning and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't hate it too often. I mean, I've hooked up with a 6'2 girl before. So some girls could look past it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that seems to be the, like, 6 feet is like the cutoff point.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure really why that number is, I guess because it's a nice even number.
Or it's just it's that height. It is funny how that is the, but then too tall. I think once you start getting up to, like, I think Colin is, like, probably borderline. Colin's, like, what, 6'5", something like that? Probably 6'6".
Yeah.
You know, that's when it just starts getting...
You look like a freak.
Ridiculous, Like, well, that guy's not living too long. You know, when they're that tall. It's like,
that's a long way for the blood to travel
from
your feet to your heart.
Yeah,
I got a friend who's, like, almost 7 feet tall.
Wow.
And even I'm, like, it's weird. I'm sorry. Like,
it is weird.
Tall people will get mad. And be like, oh, they always ask me if I play basketball. I'm like, yeah, but it's unusual that you're that tall. So you kind of, it's just like you have to put up with these things every once in a while.
Yeah.
It's weird seeing it. And some people aren't as, don't have the couth to keep it to themselves.
Yeah. Well, it's just like me with a beard. I get called a bunch of names with it, you know.
Sure.
Recently, I just got a death threat
really?
From my grandfather.
What?
That I live with. Yeah. He's 77, Cuban refugee, right? And he says, I'll give you $500 if you shave it.
Whoa.
And I'm like, no. He's like, look, because you remind me of Fidel. Okay?
Oh,
and
Fidel
killed my father.
Oh.
So I'm like, do I sleep across the room from you, man?
Yeah.
Like, and you get drunk a lot.
It is.
Like,
I can see what he's talking about.
Yeah.
You just see young Fidel Castro. That's what kind of what you look like.
And I'm actually going to be growing it out more this year. Like, I'm not going to shape it up and keep it all nice and tidy. This year's going to be straight growth.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be even look more like like for the L. So I'm kind of.
Well, I think if you grew it out, you would just look like a biker. I don't think it would be as bad, but I think now I can definitely see the. Let's look up young Fidel Castro just before we get out of here. This is really good podcasting. Yeah. Looking up photographs.
Well, he just died recently, so a lot of people at least have an image of the in his head.
Yeah, dude, that's you.
Hold on, pick it up a little bit. Actually, I can't like the screen. I mean, like I can't. Oh, man. Oh, man.
You got a better beard than he does.
Of course, though. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, not to be.
I'm pretty jealous of yours. Mine just stops growing. It'll just get to this long, and that's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sucks. Oh, well.
My best friend's the same way. My best friend's the same way. He'll grow it out for 6 months, and it's just the worst-looking thing, you know, and stuff. But it's, yeah, I want to grow it out. I'm trying to catch roots a little bit, you know.
Got a long way to go.
Roots' beard there.
Yeah.
I figure I'd give it a year. I'll probably be up close to him. But me, his is more that biker style. Me, yeah. I wanna keep mine nice and tidy. The women like it like that,
right?
And stuff. Like, recently I had somebody just come up and just sniff my beard.
Who did that?
A friend. I won't say her name.
Oh, it was a girl. At least that's good.
Yeah, she's. Oh yeah, it's a girl. I've had guys touch it. Like, just I don't care.
It's
whatever. They just touch it and they call me Juan or something. This stuff is pretty funny, but
oh boy. All right, man, let's get out of here.
Alrighty, man.
You got any gigs or social media?
I got something coming up soon. I just haven't got the date for it. Improv finally gave me a chance to put together my own showcase.
Oh, cool.
With some comics. I know Zach's on it, Elijah, Cam, Jonas. I got a bunch of guys on that thing. I just got to get the date for it. Waiting for Tony to Tony at the Improv to give me a date, and then finally gonna do my.
Is it in the main room?
Yeah, it'll be in the main room. We did it already once to give it the test run to see if Tony likes it. In the bar room, he liked it. Everything. I might need to change the name.
Mm-hmm.
The name right now is through the back door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it kind of is the.
You're going in the back door to the main stage area.
But that's kind of how I looked at, like, through the back door. Like, normally, you know, comics go through the back door type of thing. You know, the headliner, whatever. But it is kind of also an anal joke.
Yes.
You know, so they're like, I don't know if we could sell it. Like, all right, well, I'll come up with a new name. You know, I got a couple of simple ones, too. But yeah, no, that hopefully is in February. Hopefully in February. But social media, I just do Snapchat, man. I love that's Snapchat. It. Like, Snapchat's the greatest.
What's your Snapchat name? People can add you.
Hi Jorge 467.
On the Snap.
H-I-G-H.
Hi. All right, man. Thanks for coming in, dude.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, there you go. Jorge Gonzalez, thanks for coming in. Thanks for listening to Homemade Broadcast this week on RadioSaintPete.com. If you're listening there, stay tuned for Frank Rivera's Jazz Show live from Dunedin. In his jazz room, playing some of the greats. I saw I was getting trashed on the Radio St. Pete board. Probably people that listen to jazz probably aren't fans of this show, so I get it. I understand. if you're listening on podcasts, go about your life. Subscribe to the podcast HMB Radio Tampa Bay on iTunes and Stitcher. Like the Facebook page, facebook.com/HMB Radio. Twitter, @home_made_man. Radio St. Pete is just Radio St. Pete on Twitter. Same thing on Facebook. Thank you, Sly Bar, 2061 Central Avenue here in St. Petersburg. Slybar.com. And Truvi Salon and Spa, which is a place here in St. Pete that sponsors the show. It is located. Didn't pull it up, sorry. 8908 4th Street North here in St. Pete. Phone number 727-329-9751. Thank you to them. Thank you to you. I will talk to you next week. I think we're going to have Danudes, a band from Miami, coming in, I think. All right. Have a great week. I will talk to you soon. Bye. Will Koontz, HMB Radio, Radio St. Pete.